It is the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show on 860 AM WNOV and W293CX 106.5. Wherever you may be listening, however you may be listening, whether through the simple radio app, the TuneIn app, or anywhere in between, this I am your host, Joy Baird. Beside me is my wife, co-host, best friend, and gardening partner.
Hi, Baird.
The WisconsinVegetableGardener.com now contains over 1,000 garden videos, short and long format, fun and educational, all to help you grow more. You also can find Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and a whole lot more there. All that stuff live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We're so happy you've joined us on this Saturday morning to talk gardening and ways you can control your weeds, whether now in the garden or get a jump start on them in the spring next year. Now, weeds are something many people choose do not like.
And we get a lot of questions about it. What's the best way to control weeds? How can I, how can I prevent weeds? What can be done to have less weeds next year? I did this year. What happens next year with my weeds? So it's definitely a very popular topic.
Now, when you're going to get the most amount of weeds if you're going in the traditional ground. You're going to get not as many weeds if you have raised beds. You're going to even have fewer weeds if you have containers. So keep that in mind. The ground garden is obviously the most efficient or economical way to go because you don't have to bring in a lot of material. Raised beds, you have to bring in the material to make the bed, the compost to fill the bed. Containers, you have to buy the containers, you have to fill them up with something. So you can kind of look at the different avenues in which work best for you in your particular situation. Now, number one, the best way to control weeds, whether you like it or not, is chemical application. Big farmers do this all the time. Some backyard gardeners use this all the time. It's the chemicals that have the glyphosate,
which is also known as Roundup.
Yeah.
And what that does is it's not only bad for the your soil, because basically, yes, it kills the weeds, but it also kills the good things in your soil as well. Another thing is that it's water soluble, which means that it's going to hold on to those water molecules and continue to travel. It doesn't just go away. Another bad thing about it, what glyphosate, is that if you don't spray it at the right temperature, if you spray it when it's above 70 degrees out, some will apply to those weeds, to those plants, but a lot of it will hang in the air, and that's bad as well.
So that is an application in which you can get rid of weeds. I'm just going to lay all of them out here, and you can decide what's going to be best for your situation. There are called organic sprays, organic weed killers. Now, one of the main components of those sprays are citrus oils that lay on the plant and suffocate the plant so it doesn't allow it to get photosynthesis from the sun. So that's another way that you can do it. And there's a lot of those good companies out there. And it's very, it's healthy for the whole environment and the whole deal. Organic sprays. That's a great way. Now, I want a bit of disclaimer here. The organic sprays, you may have to apply a couple of times because it's not as potent as that other chemical that will kill the weeds. You can also do a couple of ways. You can kill them with heat. There are companies, and I'll just throw it out there now. There are companies out there, flameengineering.com. They are going to be a sponsor next year. They've already committed to jumping on the program. They have a number of large as well as small torches that you hook up a propane tank for, one-pound tank or larger, and you just hit the plant with heat. You're not frying it. You're not burning it to the ground. You're just simply hitting it with that intense heat, and it breaks up the cell molecules in the plant, and it kills the plant.
Right, so if you do this, you want to obviously be safe about it to prevent a possible large fire. But that is a good thing. I do like this. We have done this as well, is basically you're solarizing your bed. And so what you would want to do is you want to kind of cut down the weeds that are there. So if this is, say, like, for example, you're done with one area of your garden, you're like, I'm done for the year, I'm not going to use it again until next spring. What you would do is you would cut down whatever weeds are there, plants are there, and then you take black plastic, and you just cover that area, and it's going to smother those weeds out.
You want to mat that plastic down on the edges.
Mat it down. Don't just like lay it on top, but make sure it's flat to the ground.
4 to 6 weeks if it's really warm. Otherwise, I would leave it on there probably all through winter. You're going to kill a lot of the microbial life, but once you remove it in the spring and add water to it, a lot of that microbial life will migrate back into that area that has been scorched or oven baked under that black plastic. And what you're doing is you're killing the plants that are there now, as well as you're creating such an environment to which the seeds that are still viable reach a temperature in which it kills the viability of those seeds. So you lessen the amount of weeds that are going to germinate next spring when the plastic gets removed.
And you can do this at any time. Say next spring you're done planting and you're like, oh, I still have this room left, I'm not going to use it, or you pull your garlic out or something. You can do that anytime.
And also now the most, what many of us are familiar with is just extracting, removing the weeds, getting our hands and knees, pulling the weeds out. And we want to remove the roots in its entirety because 99% of these plants, even probably more than that, are propagated by root follicles. So if you just rip the plant out and you leave the roots in the ground, one, the plant may regrow out of that stalk or that root ball system that once that you removed, the top portion, or two, if you chop up or just leave particles of roots in the ground, those will regrow into multiple new plants. So you want to get as many, it's impossible to get all the roots out. I understand that. But trying to get as much out as possible. After a nice rain, these things come out very, very easily. And you can remove them. And you want to remove them prior to them going to seed, putting more seeds in the ground. We have failed miserably at that. There are plants, there's weeds in our garden that have gone to seed now that are going to be problems in the years to come. That's just the way life is with garden. We're not perfect. It's not a PBS show that it's in our backyard. Everything. We still have the same problems that you have with weeds. We're just telling you some of the things that we've done that's worked for us and some of our failures along the way as well. Another thing is we can do with our weed, get rid of our weeds.
This is interesting, is corn gluten. So corn gluten is a byproduct of processing corn into cornmeal, so it stops seeds becoming fully grown weeds. So it wouldn't harm anything else, but you would do this. You would sprinkle this around your plants once those plants are established.
Now, we've never done that. Now, I'm familiar with corn gluten from back on the farm. It was a product that we bought from the breweries in the St. Louis area. They extracted the goodness out of the corn, made it into pellet form, and then we used it in a supplemented into cattle feed.
Oh, okay.
That's where I'm familiar with corn gluten. But
I guess if you wanted to find corn gluten, maybe you'd have to go to like a feed store.
That would be where I would start with, and they could direct you if they don't have that.
But then you kind of basically mulch around your plants. And with that being said, mulch is another good idea to help suppress weeds.
Mulch, chemical-free, seed-free grass clippings, straw. You don't have to worry about 99% of the straw you get is going to have minimal seeds in it from the grain that it was harvested from. That's the stalk of the plant. Let's see, what else? Shredded paper, not that appealing, does work, as well as leaves.
Now that it's almost September, we're starting to get into fall. Think about that. If you want that mulch, those leaves, start collecting them.
Yes, we apply dozens upon dozens of gallons of trash can fulls of leaves from neighbors' yards and the driveway, our property, everything, to try to get as much in it, as many leaves in the garden as possible. And now you can even tell that we had, if you go back on the Facebook page and the YouTube channel website, you'll see all the leaves we put in the garden. You can't even tell we did anything because they have broke down. Are we missing anything of the obvious here that we should be about weeds?
No, I don't think so. I think we covered basically everything there.
And there's a lot of other ways in which you can utilize the getting the weeds out. But if you can get them out when they're young, it's a lot easier than when they're 7 foot tall. So you can get them out now, and then also hopefully that will help you in the spring as well.